Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Oh man, we should have discussed funky music for today, but we'll let it go. What is up, everybody, and welcome into the DMVR Nuggets Casual Friday edition of the show, everybody, presented as always by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Use promo code DMVR whenever you sign up. Guys, we have ourselves a great show for you today with a very important announcement. We're not going to leave you hanging. We're not going to make this thing linger on for too long. But first, I do have to introduce the fellas that are with me tonight, drinking some coffee, some Gatorade, maybe a little lean. It's Brendan Vogt.
Definitely not lean. Remember, it's a wider net than we think that watches this show, so I just want to be clear. Not lean. I am repping El Mago, though, because we stay in a tiny king.
You do stand a tiny king. Down in the left corner, in an undisclosed location, no artwork in the background. He's trying to hide the opulence for which he exists. It's Harrison Wynn.
Adam, do you know what is in lean yet? Or have you gotten to the bottom of what are the ingredients in lean?
But just to be clear, it is not red meat.
Yeah,
which Adam thought was maybe on the same level.
I just said it was on the same level. I think it was on the same level. And then down here, repping Psycho Bunny. Oh my gosh, the brand that is taking over Denver and all the rest of the world. It's D-Line Co. You guys might know him as Eric.
Yeah, guys. Happy to be here. Incredibly hungover. If you could lower your voices, each one of you, I'd appreciate it. It'd be nice.
We all went hard in the paint last night. A little impromptu Thursday night drinking. We did not expect it, but sometimes a party arrives at your doorstep and you got to go hard. But guys, we'll leave you hanging no longer. We have an important announcement. Some of you guys probably have already guessed it. It's a very exciting day for us. We've made some big plans. All summer, we've been building up, really all year, we've been trying to build up for what we believe will be the quintessential week in DNVR Nuggets history, and that week is now coming to a city near you, should your city be Belgrade. August 19th through August 26th, the DNVR Nuggets are taking over Belgrade! We are headed our way to Serbia. Finally, our Serbian brothers and sisters, we will get to meet face-to-face, chest-to-chest, perhaps lips-to-lips. Maybe not. I don't know what the culture is over there. We'll have to find out. We're going to be out there in what's going to be an absolutely fantastic trip. And to help break it all down, who else are we going to bring on then super producer Kale and the homie himself, Miroslav Chuk. Fellas, Miroslav.
What? You're coming to Serbia?
Yeah, we realize this must be news to you.
I was so sure that Denver is just returning to New Jersey, but the Brendan is returning to New Jersey. What did I say? Adam, you opened with... let's see the crew rocking with me tonight. It's 12:30, man. I know you've drank a lot yesterday evening, but it's 12:30.
Oh,
it's
still
daylight in Serbia.
Yeah, you're right. I mix that up a lot. You know, the good mornings, the good nights, these things. Like, I don't know what it is. You're right. It's the afternoon. I barely slept last night, Miroslav. Give me a break. But guys, just to kind of give you a hint of what's to come. This is a huge trip for us. It's a huge undertaking. I know we talked about it all year. You guys helped us out in part to fund this trip with your super chats. We really appreciate those. And by the way, we continue to appreciate them as they will continue to help fund this trip. It's an enormous undertaking. All of the people on this panel are going to be there, as well as Superstar Dev. And of course, Ryan Green, the man with the camera, absolutely fantastic at what he does. Going to be documenting it all of the time. The entire time we're out there, we're going to make a documentary. We're going to have great videos. And more importantly, we're going to try to bring you, the viewer here from the United States, with us as we learn all about Serbia, meet all of our Serbian followers, do hopefully do some live shows. And then it all culminates with the game on August 25th between Nikola Jokic and Team Serbia against Giannis Antetokounmpo and Team Greece. Live from Belgrade, we are going to be in attendance watching that game, and I could not be happier for it. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. So today, guys, I thought, tax write-off, somebody says. Well, yeah, we'll find out about that. Tax write-off for us. So I just wanted to spend the first couple segments. We're going to get to Serbian Corner here in a little bit, but just kind of talking about the trip and what we should expect. Miroslav, you're kind of in charge of this trip. What should we expect?
Wait, I have no idea, man. I have no idea. What will this look like? I mean, I have some plans. I have some places to take you to in Belgrade and also outside of Belgrade, probably, but mostly in Belgrade. There are some legendary basketball courts all around the city. There are some excellent restaurants, some excellent coffee places around, some excellent rakia bars around Belgrade. So some burek places as well. So we'll try to use those 7 days and give you as much of Serbia as possible.
A lot of people in the chat wondering, are you going to Sombor? Yes. I'm not going to say when and where and how that part of the trip is going to go. We want a light footprint while we're in Jokic's hometown, the small part of Sombor. But for the majority of the trip, I think we're on the ground for 6 or 7 days, seven nights, 6 days, something like that. A majority of that will be spent in Belgrade around various places. We, of course, expected and hope to get some interviews with some people around Serbia, both fans, but also, you know, some people that really can help educate us on Serbian basketball and Nikola Jokic and how we arrived here and some have some really great and unique content while we're out there to provide you guys. But we'll be a majority in Serbia or in Belgrade and also putting together some meetups. We arrive on a Friday. I'm sure that Friday and Saturday weekend nights, we're going to try to coordinate to be able to say, hey, this is the spot we're going to be. We're going to have a big meetup. Everybody that's in the city, come join us. Let's all drink together. Let's all meet each other and talk nuggets and off to the wee hours of the night, maybe even into the morning. Just have a good time together. Eric, tell me, what is it you are most looking forward to on this trip?
As I mentioned, I'm very hungover. I'm looking forward to not feeling hungover in the future, which will be that trip, I assume. Although it seems like probably we'll immediately get drunk and then hungover the whole time there. I have no thoughts.
Yeah,
I'm excited to, I would say, to eat and drink and feel and love, but I just want to go to bed right now.
Eric, looking forward to the bed. Okay. What about you, buddy? What is it? What is this trip going to mean to you, and what are you looking forward to?
Oh, it's got to be the meetups. Got to be the meetups. That's my favorite part of DNVR in Denver. I did this, you know, Stiffs, and there's a nice community at Stiffs and some other outlets, but sometimes it feels like you're just putting your content out into the void, you know, for yourself, right, and you're grinding. It's not so anonymous at DNVR. The vicarious relationship is actually, we hope to build a real relationship if we're lucky enough. So doing that in Denver, doing it in Serbia, is something that I would never have expected we'd get to do. It's so cool.
Yeah. It really is the best part, man. And the coolest part about this, like, you know, Jokic could have been from Jersey. We probably would have never made a pilgrimage, you know? We're like, we're not going to go, hey, let's go see his hometown. Like, oh my gosh.
I mean, I could there's some nice places, but we'll talk about
it. But through this experience, you know, this is one of the cool things is that we have gotten to know Serbia. Like, Serbia is not a country that was on my radar. You know, I wasn't really thinking about Serbia day in and day out in my life until Nikola came into our life. And so thankful for it. We've got this opportunity to meet so many different people and have all these experiences and expand our world and now literally expand our world as we get to venture over there and meet all these people. And I can't wait for it. Somebody says we do a DNBA show live from Serbia. That's the plan. I mean, one of the hard parts about this trip, you know, there's a lot of moving parts with DNVR, but, you know, just the ability to that's one of the big goals, is to be able to do at least one show with a live audience and in front of people and stream it back over to the U.S. So we plan to do that. Harrison, what are you looking forward to, man?
Oh, man. You know, I'll preface this by stay with me here for a second. Okay, I've never seen The Godfather. I'll come out and admit that. I've never seen The Godfather movie. But I just watched The Offer on HBO, which is like a dramatization of Al Ruddy producing The Godfather. And
wow.
When Michael Corleone goes to Sicily,
man, yeah, I sure, feel tell like, me about it.
Yeah, I feel like this is us going to Serbia and going to the homeland. And when we return, we're going to just come back with a much better understanding of who we are and who Nikola Jokic is, both as a person and a player, but more importantly, as a person. Like, I expect to go to Serbia and just learn a lot about the culture there, learn a lot about just why he turned out to be, like I said, the player, but more importantly, the person he is today. So I can't wait to kind of just expand my knowledge of that part of Nikola Jokic.
It just for the reference, and this is a spoiler alert from a movie that's 70 years old. Michael goes to Italy and his wife gets killed. So let's just exactly a perfect metaphor. A little rough, but it's fine. Apollonia, shouts to her. Kale, what about you, buddy? Hey, in front of the camera, rarity here, but people are going to get to know Super Producer face to face.
I'm really looking forward to dying in Serbia, as to as Harrison just alluded. No, there's a level
wife of the show, Kale.
Wife of the show.
Guys, I'm showing you how not to die in Serbia for months. Now.
We've not been paying attention.
I've been behind the camera, Miroslav. I have not been paying attention. No, there's a certain level of culture you get to experience through the people that actually live there. And just because of this community we've built up, it's going to be different than going to Serbia as a tourist. And that's probably what I'm most excited about, is getting to experience the culture of Serbia through you guys, through Miroslav and Milan and all the people that we're going to get to meet while we're over there. And that's what I'm most excited about.
Yeah, and honestly, I mean, like, everybody that we get to meet out there and shake hands and talk and do all these things, it's just going to be so great. And then honestly, you know, Miroslav knows that I consider you a friend, you know, somebody I talk to quite a bit. And same goes for Milan and Mislav. And you know, it's exciting to get to see you guys face to face. It's going to be weird, because this is the way thing about the 21st century is, think about how often we've seen Miroslav and talked to him face to face like this. I feel like I have seen him. The other day when he told me he's like 5'3", I was like, oh my God, I had no idea you were that short.
What? Blasphemy.
It's okay, man.
I don't remember how high tall you said. I just thought it was very short. So that'll be but also, you know, like, this is the thing about for us is, you guys watch the show long enough, you know, it's my core belief. Like, sports can be a very positive thing if you allow them to. They can be a very negative thing if you allow them to, but they can be a very positive. And at the most positive part about them is how they can make you connect primarily with the city. I believe in this wholeheartedly. The city with which you reside, you have this connection, is that everybody gets to come together for something, which is very hard to do. But it even transcends that to this thing of, like, how can we spend so much time every day with all these people in the chat, Lycos and you know, all these different people, and to finally get to say, like, look at what this game brought us together. And in a weird way, look at what Nikola Jokic brought together. Like, he brought this union together of
no two. Weird way. That's exactly what happened.
Exactly Nikola what happened.
There is a direct line with no meandering kind, that we know who Miroslav Čuk is because of Nikola Jokic.
And that's right. That's right.
Because of Nikola, there's no, as you said, if Nikola Jokic was from Jersey, we probably still wouldn't even know who's from there.
Like, that's it, not true. Like, that's it. It's such a great point. So that part of it is just going to be great. And yeah, you know, the game. I mean, Miroslav, what can we expect here? I mean, this is what's cool about this trip. All these moving parts, man. It was a nightmare. Like, I aged a couple years over the last, I don't know, 72 hours, just trying to, like, pull all the various hold on to all the various balloons and make this thing happen. And
yeah, it shows.
What's that?
And it shows that
you look like shit, man. Wow.
But honest question here. So the trip now is going to have it really works out great in that we arrive and we get to do these different things and travel around. And the last thing we're going to do is going to be watch this game. I mean, we'll get out of that game, sleep for like 3 hours and get on a plane and fly home. That's how, like, so it's really
Jesus cool Christ
that this game becomes the, like, finale, the grand finale of it. What can we expect in this game? Set the stage for us.
Well, the most important thing for me here is for you to see this other part of basketball which is like 98% of basketball, and that's basketball outside of the NBA. Of course, you will follow some NCAA basketball as well, but you know, while the NBA is the best kind of basketball, the best quality basketball there is, then you have probably something like, I don't know, 20,000 people in Europe who are NBA diehards, not more than that. And Europe is a continent of like 400 million people. But when you get the Eurobasket, I have to be honest, not all countries are equally as excited, but you have those 10, 12 really excited nations with millions and millions of people who will be tuning in into to Eurobasket and who will really be rooting for their teams. So the amount of passion you will be able to see far exceeds what you can realistically see in the NBA environment, because you are rooting for the local guys. This is what I was always talking about, how I would love for the Nuggets to have some Colorado guys, just to have somebody locally, you know, right, somebody you could have seen from high school and just being brought up to the professionals and be with him. So it's a really passionate thing all over former Yugoslavia, in Spain, in Greece, in Turkey, more or less in Italy, but also in some other big countries. So Lithuania. Sorry, I forgot the biggest one, Lithuania. Yeah, they're just
basketball
crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. So
just the Tommy bracelets.
Yeah, yeah. I have so much.
He doesn't want to say respect. He wants. Yeah. Almost did.
Yeah, I do. I do have respect. So much respect for Lithuania. It's not really respect, but yeah.
I acknowledge it. Like, I see that.
Yeah. Quick, I mean, they don't have that many medals. They actually most of their medals are from 1930. But still, it's the only nation in the world where basketball is number one. Undoubtably, wow, number one.
You know? We're going to be dragged into all of this, by the way. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, somebody's going to, what do you think of Lithuania? And you better be prepared to be like, oh, those dogs? Are you kidding me?
Celtics, man. Fake titles.
You're like, I don't know what I feel about them. I know they like basketball.
Yeah.
I do, Miro. I love that point, man. And I know we'll stay on Serbia, but we did that Pro-Am show yesterday. And that's what's cool about seeing AG there and stuff, and seeing the guy, the more, that's what's missing, I feel, from the NBA experience, is the people have their own connections to the Nuggets, but it feels like it goes outside of you're the Denver basketball team and we are the Denverites. And so the more, like, I don't know, I just love that. So I'm excited to get a taste of that. And that is what I liked about seeing the Denver guys show up at the Pro-Am.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, just the fact that we're going to be watching Jokic play for Serbia. Mm. It's crazy. I got chills thinking about it the other day. We're going to watch Nikola Jokic play for Serbia. First time he's played for his country in a while. It's
going to be a long time.
Freaking deal.
Actually, nobody in Serbia played at a big tournament for 3 fucking years. That never happened in history.
Right.
We had one pandemic year, and then we had last year the Olympics Serbia didn't qualify for. So this is third year waiting for it, and we are just ready like bulls in the corrida. We're just ready to jump out.
And he's playing Giannis.
It's the best.
The top two players in the world. The top two international guys in the world. Like, Jokic versus Giannis for their country. Like, it's just at an entirely different level than a Bucks Nuggets game. It just is.
How many people are going to be at this arena? What does it hold?
I don't know how many tickets they will have for selling. They will sell everything. Of course, they can sell up to 20,000 tickets. It's a really big arena. But I'm guessing they'll probably let out something like 12 or 15,000 tickets for sale, not to be too crowded, I guess.
Wow, that's wild. Should we expect flares and fires and tasers and everything else? Or maybe not this time?
Not really. It's not Partizan versus Crvena Zvezda.
Okay, that's the one that would bring
that's much more fucked up.
There you go. Why don't we take our first break? On the other side, Superstar Dev might join us. He's at a basketball court right now getting some buckets up, but he might join us to kind of just join in the party here.
Of course
But we'll also start talking about some other things that we feel we need to do, and maybe the chat can help us out. Some places in and around Belgrade that we should go and check out. So we'll do that on the other side.
Ivaka TV, guys, it's the future of TV. It's also the present of TV because they have Altitude Sports. You can watch Nuggets, Avs, Rapids games on Ivaka TV. They've got other national channels as well. Get set up with these guys right now. Go to ivaka.tv/DNVR, ivaka.tv/DNVR. When you use the promo code DNVR, you want to make sure to use that promo code. You're going to get $10 off your first 3 months. Comes out to $15 a month for those first 3 months, plus a receiver, no contracts, no hidden fees. That's how Ivaka TV does it. Go to ivaka.tv/DNVR. You can watch Altitude Sports, AT&T Sportsnet, Nuggets, Rockies, Avs. You can watch the DNVR channel and watch us on there as well. ivaka.tv/DNVR. Use the promo code DNVR when you sign up. Also, at DraftKings Sportsbook right now, MMA fans, as the fighters face off during UFC 277, you can take down your own big win with DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC. This Saturday, new customers can bet $5 on any fighter to win, get $100 in free bets, win or lose. Want even more action? You can also double your winnings on a same-game parlay. Combine multiple bets like which fighter will win, how long the fight will last, a lot more like that. Place your UFC 277 same-game parlay. If it hits, you'll win double. DraftKings is safe, secure, reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code DNVR. Bet $5 on any UFC 277 fighter to win. Get $100 in free bets no matter what. That's code DNVR. This Saturday at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
See a question here from Big Name K. He says, will you guys be open in August by chance, preferably around the 7th? Does not look like it. I think our bar is going to be closed until about mid-August. I know some people have said August 13th. We'll see. I don't know. I mean, I think for sure by September, but not by the 7th. The 7th is not going to happen.
I'm pretty sure that's pronounced Big Namek.
Big Name K.
I'm kidding.
I can set a little over under here. Shots of Rakia. Let's see. So we'll be.
Oh
there
my God.
Bro, can we change the subject?
Yeah, Eric's going to vomit on camera. 6 nights. Let's see. I think you average about, I'll say over or under 25 shots of Rakia on this trip per person here, Miroslav.
Over.
It's too much for me.
I'll say under because you'll need to drink some beer as well.
How is Serbian beer? I know nothing about Serbian beer. Challenge. Is it good?
Well, we have, you know, the basics, the lager beer, which is basically the same all over the world, and you know, like Budweiser, and then we do have some really nice craft beers here in Serbia. In the last 10 years or so, we've got some really nice ones. So We'll see. Whatever is on your mind, we'll find it. And you need to have some Yelen. I mean, come on. Nicole is advertising that, so you need to start up with Yelen.
Some Joker. We're going to have to get a couple cases of Joker. What is it called? The energy drink?
Yeah. It's just Joker, yeah. Energy drink, yeah.
We're going to die. Rocky.
I'm actually more concerned to drink the energy drink than I am to drink 9 shots of Rocky.
You should be.
Come on. Joker Rocky bombs like Vegas bombs all day.
Oh, my God.
Dude, we're going to die because of Jokic. Do you understand this? He gave us life, and now he's going to take us right back out. This is insane.
It's only right.
It's so poetic. No, it feels right. It just feels
God
right.
Damn it. Oh, no.
And what else, Miroslav? I mean, walk us around. What are some of these things you feel must do for us on this trip?
Yeah, I hope we'll be able to find a lot of basketball people from Serbia to talk to. These first 2 nights, in Friday night and Saturday night, are I think crucial for everybody who wants to meet up with you. from Serbia. That will be the best time. So everybody should plan on coming to Belgrade. If they're not from Belgrade, they should come to Belgrade either on Friday or Saturday night.
I agree.
We'll try to squeeze some. I think some playing basketball on Saturday would be cool. You know, just to fight the hangover from Friday night. It's always good to play basketball.
Eric, right now, do you feel like going outside and playing basketball to get over your hangover?
Well, here's the thing about me and just in general.
Eric's going to bail on this trip pretty soon.
Yeah, first off, I'm out. But for me, ball is life. You know this about me. It's all I have. It's the only thing that fuels me. Ball is life. And for that reason, there's no amount of money you could pay me to play basketball right now.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, some sightseeing and, like I said, filming a documentary, which a lot of the people watching this chat have a chance to be a part of. I mean, this documentary is about all the different people that we'll meet. So it'd be pretty good. Chad Andrews he like porter type beer, like a vanilla Porter Jr. perhaps. Chad Andrews, say, right? Big fan of porter beer, not a big fan of Michael Porter though. Very
Porter Jr.
I'm the total opposite of Chad. Big Michael Porter fan, not a fan of porters.
Yes.
It's too funny. By the way, guys, I don't know if you saw a new porter dropped again. I mean, we did 20 minutes on it yesterday. We can do like a minute here. Like, I mean, it's classic Michael Porter fashion. His summer mixtapes are really just him playing against like 8-year-olds and 12-year-olds. Like, he's 2 feet taller than everybody else on the court, but giving him the business is still, it's appreciated. I'm not complaining. It's appreciated.
Oh, it's a great
video. It still doesn't look like he has that blow-by ability, but as we've seen, that doesn't matter. He can just rise up over anyone still.
It's so true, man. It's so true.
Dude, I needed these clips for my soul. Like, I needed this. Like, I mean, you know, obviously the Denver Nuggets are what I think about all the goddamn time, but it felt almost like a fool's errand last year. Like, what am I doing? Who is this team? Saying Michael Porter Jr. make one skit, I'm like everything. Like, clear everything out of my life. I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah. The other thing about these MPJ leaks is he is the greatest player in the history of basketball at playing in sweatpants. Nobody has ever done it better. Nobody has played basketball at a higher level in sweatpants than Michael Porter.
In sweatpants, how does it?
Do we have like hoodie mellow and sweatpants Porter?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I'm with it.
I don't know how he does it, but it's incredible.
I don't know how he does it either. What else here, guys? Vote. Give me some else, man. You guys don't understand, but we have a few trips under our belt as DNVR Nuggets. Vote a different person when he leaves Denver. It's like, it just...
Are we going to meet Serbian vote?
Serbian vote is going to be insane.
Yeah, I'm torn between like really trying to be careful and just leaning all the way in. And we all know it's going to be the latter.
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited to earn some Serbian respect the old-fashioned way.
Is Vogt going to go to Serbian prison?
God, man.
If I had bets on one of us to die and one of us to go on prison, it's the two shortest people in the...
That's true.
I don't think any of us are notable enough to get any engagement on a potential prisoner swap. So we're probably going to be...
Right? Jesus Christ.
What about you personally, Miroslav? What are you most excited to kind of do with us? Maybe show us are these secrets? Or is this going to be a thing where you're pretending to share some?
He's just going to be like, get in the car. We're going for a drive.
Yeah. I don't want to reveal too much up front because there are some really, really nice sights to be seen there. I don't want to spoil it too much, but Just a small glimpse. Like, the biggest fortress in Europe is in Belgrade. You know, the most historic basketball courts in Europe are in Belgrade. Although there are some other great historical basketball courts around Europe as well, but I would say the most iconic ones are in Belgrade. So it's it's a city you should see. You should see the big monument to basketball in front of Belgrade Arena, where the game will occur on Thursday night, the last night of your visit and possibly last night of your lives. And it's gonna be really fun. It's gonna be really fun, and I hope Wout will participate in all of the shows during the Serbia trip.
Me too. He's not gonna be allowed to leave the biggest fortress in Europe.
I still have to see if Ryan will be allowed to film on the fortress, because there were some speaking about you need to pay something to be able to film on the fortress, but I guess his camera is not too big, so he should be able to snuck it, you know, under his jacket and just do the whole documentary there.
Sounds good.
And we should be also just, I think we can let people know that we'll also be having a television appearance, I believe, while we're out there as well. So
yes, actually, it should be on Tuesday. What's the date on Tuesday?
23rd it's, or something like that. 22nd. 23rd.
Yeah, 20. I think it's 23rd. I guess 23rd of August at 9 o'clock ish on Serbian national TV. So it's finally time to see you guys on Serbian TV and not like big giant heads normal people.
Is this something I have to like suit up for, or can I wear Vibes Are Immaculate on the show?
I would really like for you guys to suit up, because I don't want to be too much more handsome than you guys. It's not fair.
Oh boy, man, this would be a lot of good. We do have a couple super chats we can go ahead and get to now, Kale, if you want to pull those up on screen here. We really appreciate it. And again, guys, we might drop a shirt later on to help raise funds. I mean, again, this is a huge undertaking. This is not a normal thing. I don't think anybody on earth is doing trips with seven people across continents to be able to do this kind of thing. This is a very unique thing that DNVR dreamt of and is making happen. So be on the lookout for that, and we always appreciate the support, including these super chats. A85 Ramos says, for when you take a trip out to Denver, seriously though, excited for whatever you do at Serbia. I'm telling you, our goal is to make it feel like you went with us and that you're with us, and the time difference is going to be kind of insane. We'll try to make sure live shows line up, but I'm sure we're going to be dropping a lot of tweets and videos and stuff at 3 a.m. Colorado time, and that's just the nature of the beast. But I hope everybody kind of wakes up in the morning and follows along and is like, oh, look at this cool stuff.
You won't wake up early enough to tweet out in 3 a.m. in Colorado. Come on. If you wake up here at noon, that's already like 4 a.m. in Colorado. So that's fine.
I love this. Oso Blanco. It's the seven.
Oh, my God.
That's so good.
This is so good, man. Good. I love it.
You got to recreate the photo.
Hopefully it works the exact same. Marco says, happy travels, fellas. And remember, rakia tastes better in the old country. So go easy. You've been more. People have to understand that, like, the version. I have a feeling we're going to love rakia. Here's my hot take. We're going to end up being like, you know what? Rakia is great. That crap that we get down the street at the only rakia they bring to America is the worst version of it.
Oh, we're going to become rakia snobs.
We're going to be such snobs. I can't. I mean, it is true. Like, have you guys ever had like a cheeseburger? You know, if you go to we obviously go down to Mexico or something a lot of times, like the cheese is terrible. If that was your first impression of a cheeseburger, you'd be like, this is horrible. This is a terrible thing. It's the same with our rock. Yeah, we don't get the good stuff. All right, what else do we have? We have one more. Funky Puma, $20. He says, round of drinks. Hell yeah. Absolutely. Round of drinks. We're gonna have a lot of rounds of drinks. Let's head into another break. On the other side, we've got what, two more Serbian corners before Serbian corners before we get to the actual trip. We'll get through one of those here on the other side.
Guys, make sure to pick up some Breckenridge Brewery this week. Breck Brew is the official beer of DNVR. Pick up Breck Brew wherever you're at. Use the Breck Brew beer locator to find the Breck Brew that's closest to you. Also, make sure to pick up some Breck Brew seltzer, the Good Company hard seltzers and lemonade seltzers. Perfect for any type of occasion, but especially good in the summer in Denver. Pick up some Good Company hard seltzers from Breckenridge Brewery. We love Breck Beer. We know you love Breck Beer. Breck Brew is the official beer of DNVR. So pick up some Breck Brew Good Company hard seltzers today. Also, if you're craving some pizza, check out Sexy Pizza. 13 years in the Denver community. Sexy Pizza is as local as it gets. It's a hand-tossed deck oven pizza with made from scratch each morning dough. They've got great pizzas. They've got awesome salads. They've got really good sides as well. They've got wings. They've got pasta. They've even got dessert options. So check out their pizza and everything they've got to offer today. They've got four Denver locations. You can find Sexy Pizza in Cap Hill, South Pearl, Jefferson Park, Park Hill, and then a new location in Trinidad, Colorado.
All right, back here, final segment. Miroslav, why don't you walk us through? What do we have you to learn from you this time around?
Oh, sorry, Kale. Okay, so Kale would like to change these slides, but no can do, man. This is my thing here. Okay, how to survive in Serbia?
All right.
Yeah, this sounds familiar. I think we have this.
Yeah, I think so.
This title like five times. Oh, sorry. On $10 or less per day. So this is actually there. So the 20th century was the century of progress, of getting faster computers.
These are amazing. Like, okay.
Getting faster cars, you know, getting faster planes. Making around the world on one fuel injection in the plane. But not 21st century. 21st century is the century of cost saving. The reason we want to make cars that use less gasoline. We want to make computers that use less electricity so we can have more bitcoins or whatever that shit
what
is called.
What are you talking about?
So this is why I want to show you how to live in Serbia on $10 or less per day using just the bare minimum. So the bare minimum is food, it's coffee, and it's alcohol. You agree, right?
Yes.
Those are the three things you can
actually do. I do agree on that. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's start with food. First thing, burek, of course.
Yes.
250 grams or 8 ounces of burek.
The conversion thing is going to be a problem for me all trip.
I can't wait till you order like 12 pounds of burek.
Yeah. This is not going to go well for me.
So from $1 for a regular empty or cheese burek,
and
up to $2.50 for some special burek.
Do you order burek by the weight? You order 9 ounces of burek. You don't just order a burek.
Yeah, 250 grams is a regular portion normally because you have the round pie of burek, which is 1 kilo. Which is, you know,
so
36 ounces of burek.
If we were to go into Sexy Pizza, for example, and order 12 ounces of pizza, this would be strange. But apparently, okay, I want to survive, so I'm listening.
We don't measure in centimeters, we measure in kilos. This is metric, man.
Come on, man. Also, like, you guys, are you with me? That burek, the empty one, the cheese one, it looks incredible.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, actually, some people eat only empty burek if they can, because you cannot get empty burek everywhere. In most places, you probably can, but in some others, you cannot. The burek with cheese is the most basic, more common burek here, as well as the meat one or the spinach one or whatever. But meat and cheese, those are the two main kinds of burek. And
those are heavier ingredients, cheese and meat.
It's also like
known to the 9 ounces.
Yeah, the idea behind burek is not to have a nice meal. It's the idea is to have a heavy meal that will take you through half of the day for $1.
That's
the reason why we eat burek.
If you were to put cheese and meat in your hand, there is a weight to them as opposed to the empty burek, which I'm just trying to figure out this night.
Okay, we got to move on, man. We got to move on.
We just can't get over this.
I will say, no nutritional value to this meal right so far. Like,
right?
I agree. It's just cheese and fried bread. It's just pastry and animal fat.
Yeah, so, perfect.
Yeah, what you going to do?
That's a description of me as well.
Let's go on. Pljeskavica u lepini. So this is basically a burger. So you have a pljeskavica in a bun. 200 grams of pljeskavic, 200 grams or 7 ounces of meat is from $2.5 up to $4. There are some special kinds of pljeskavicas, which are filled with cheese, with ham, with some hot peppers, and so on. So these prices can go above those $4. But since we are trying to help you survive on $10 or less, you could go with a regular pljeskavica. So let's see. If we have two bureks for $1 and one pljeskavica for $2.5, that's only $4.5. So we have still some money for coffee and alcohol, right?
Dude, I'm definitely getting a Serbian hamburger that is stuffed with ham. A ham-filled Serbian hamburger.
Mark, you're going to like it.
This doesn't look so good.
It's a bad photo. I don't want to take good photos.
I think it looks amazing.
I was going to say that looks delicious.
I desperately need food.
No, this,
yeah,
this is...
What kind of bread is that?
It's just white bread. It's totally not
that's
healthy.
Right.
It looks like a focaccia type bread.
Oh. Yeah, we call that...
Harrison's mind still in Sicily.
We call that a Kaiser bun.
A Kaiser bun. Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to coffee now. So after burek, you need something to help you digest, I guess. I don't know if coffee is good for that, but yeah. we'll pretend it's good for that. So let's start with a very basic domaća kafa, turska kafa, or Turkish coffee. So this is a kind of similar to black coffee you are drinking, but not really. Not really, because you can actually feel... on the bottom of your cup, you can feel the grounds of coffee on the bottom of coffee.
It's just dirty. It's just not.
Yeah,
homemade.
It is. Yeah, That's right. So it's not the filtered coffee.
Poorly made. Yeah, great.
That seems like an overpay for a dollar. Just gotta say.
Really?
This is a restaurant price.
Delicious.
I mean,
I don't know what you're talking about.
You can make it kind of cheaper at your hotel room, so we'll discuss that as well. But in the restaurant, you'll need to pay at least $1 for this. And this is actually the way everybody in Serbia was drinking coffee up to, like, I don't know, 15 years ago. Almost no other types of coffee were here. But now with the times have changed, and we're going now to the next one, and that's espresso. So you can have a small espresso, a big espresso with milk, without milk, whatever. You'll get it by from $1.5 up to $3 if you want a really nice one like this one on this photo. And you know, if you get a little heart on top of your on your coffee, you can ask the waitress, "Is this heart for me?" You know. Just to be really
has that line worked for you before, Miroslav?
You cannot be more of a smooth operator than with that line. Come on,
man. I have to be still. Aren't you looking at an image of a latte currently? A cafe latte?
Yeah. I think you might be right. That's not an espresso. It doesn't matter.
Might be.
Don't interrupt. Espresso is much smaller.
don't interrupt the presentation, Eric. Come on.
You can get the large espresso that looks like this. Come on.
Really?
Not without milk, you can't.
No, with milk. Yeah, we call it a big espresso with milk. This is how I. Yeah.
To be honest,
well,
man, I appreciate it. I hate going to a coffee place and not knowing what kind of thing I'm getting. So big espresso with milk is more. I like it. Very descriptive.
And be ready that the coffee cups are not as big as in America. So yeah, there is a running joke that they will put a small what do you call it in chemistry, those small
eye drop?
Yeah, like eye drop cups for coffee. It's not as small, but I'm guessing, you know, the very large coffee is not as large as in the US. And finally, latte macchiato con caramello.
Oh, so
why am I talking to you
that
guys
came out of nowhere?
Why don't you give me like Andre to speak to? I mean, your Italian sucks, but what would you do? This is actually the kind of coffee I like to drink when I have 45 minutes of time to kill. Because, you know, it's a lot of coffee, it's a lot of cream, it's a lot of caramello. And you have to pay more, of course, for that, from $2.5 up to $5. So half of your daily allowance can go on one such coffee. So you better think about it twice.
But if you're eating only empty Boric, you know, could be in the budget.
I agree. I mean, you can switch to 3 Burecs per day. It's not impossible.
You could.
I've done it a couple of times. I mean, it's not really good for you, but yeah. You can do it for 7 days, I guess. Probably. Ooh. Maybe not.
All right. What do we have?
Finally.
Left?
Beer. All right. Beer. Okay. So this is just what we've been talking about previously. So if you want a draft lager beer in a coffee place, a normal coffee place, it will cost you from $2 up to $4. And we're talking about, you know, plain beers, the lager beers, the light ones. And you see that 0.5 liter, which is a standard in Serbia, is something like 1.05 US liquid pints. What the fuck is that, guys? Liquid pints.
16 ounces.
Oh, I think it's never heard before. No, literally no one in the US has ever put those two words together.
Can I have a liquid pint, please?
I want a solid pint.
I know that British have their own pints, and they're not the same like the US liquid pints. So I appreciate if you're not using it as well. So what is the size? What is the size of the big cup when you take
a pint?
When you take beer.
A pint. The NBR bar, 22 ounces.
22 ounces.
Okay. 22
ounces. A tall boy.
Okay. So in weight, right? Oh, that's so stupid. Okay, whatever.
It's not weight. That's the confusing thing. Ounces can be weight or they can be volumetric liquid. So just so everybody understands, the Serbians in the chat, Miroslav, anybody listening, we acknowledge that our system of measurement is stupid, but it's all we know. So
literally all I know. Yeah, you're right.
We don't. It doesn't mean anything to us, and it's not our fault. But
I know. We don't want to hear
about it. Just deal with it, right?
I just like insulting you. That's all. Finally, rakia.
Look at this one. We just made your pastries only.
So you see this bottle here.
We're gonna need a scale in our hotel or Airbnb wherever we are.
Weighing everything we get. Like, I don't know, how much is this?
So you see this bottle, it has no label on it. That means it's a domestic rakia. It's somebody just made rakia in his house. In his backyard.
The same way you use the phrase domestic terrorist, right?
Yeah. So,
okay.
The price of rakia, I won't tell you how much it is in the restaurant because, you know a guy, rakia is free. I mean, if you know a guy, we'll just bring a bottle of domestic rakia.
We're going to make one of us go blind.
Dude, we're going to drink free rakia out of a labelless bottle that comes from a guy that Miroslav knows.
Okay, so this is a true story. It happened like 15 years ago. There was a rakia in Serbia called Zozovača that actually contained a kind of alcohol that is deadly. And actually some people got blind from it, really. It's not a made-up story.
Dude,
but since then, we are smarter than we used to be before that. So now almost no blindness. Maybe some blindness every year, but not a lot.
Not a lot of blindness. Good.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want to go anymore.
Yeah, I can show you kinds of rakia. I have the presentation for that ready as well. But before that, next week, ranking Europe's sexiest nuggets podcasters.
Jeez,
look at these guys. Look at this. I mean, come on. You cannot beat this.
You really can't. Where are you at, Miroslav? I don't see you.
I am the sexiest one. Come on.
This is for second place.
Miroslav, another terrific yet pointless presentation.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, that one was practical. Although I think I would have learned all of that just by looking at the menu, but that's cool. Like that's
Also, this the heading of this was like how not to die in Serbia. And the last thing you told us about was alcohol that may kill us.
Yeah, this is why you should never drink, rakia without some local guys. With at least some knowledge of rakia.
With that, I thought he was going to say a doctor or, regulation.
Yeah.
So he said without some local guys.
At least a vet. Come on.
This was your best presentation since the 10 Serbian historical figures you need to know. It's your best one since then.
Thank you.
Well, guys, I've always said that sports and our love of sports can be the great reducer that makes two humans feel less isolated, less alone. And that's what this trip, I've always said that. I've always, it's my life.
You do say that a lot.
I say it all the time. So I'm very excited. We're so excited for this. There's been a lot of we've been building up for this for an entire, 8 months or something. And so to finally see it booked and have the plane tickets ready to go are great. A lot of planning to be done in the next 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks, but that's the exciting part. This is how we do things. We, if 3 weeks seems aggressive to plan and complete something like this, we once launched an entire network in 3 weeks. So, we can pull it off. I feel like this is easy. Eric, get to work. We need graphics. we appreciate you guys and all of your support. And again, be on the lookout. We'll probably do some little things, release another shirt or something that with the idea of, hey, we're going to be wearing these around Serbia and doing some different things with them. So be on the lookout for that and get excited. There's Dev right there. Look, he's getting better. Dev's in the chat. He didn't want to be on and talk to all of you guys about going. He's not very excited at all about having to do this, but he's a good sport. Thanks so much, everybody. Hit that like button on the way out. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.